ओम अज्ञान्ति बिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजला शाखाया चक्षुरु मिलितम येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत कदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। मध्य लीला 7 चैप्टर 38 वर्स। प्रेमावेश पथ तुम्हें हवे अचतन ये सब सामग्री तुम्हारे के कारण रक्षण। प्रेम आवेश इन एक्सटेटिक लव ऑफ गॉड अथे ऑन द वे तुम्हें यू हबे विल बी अचेतन अनकॉन्शियस ये सब ऑल दिस सामग्री पेरिफेरनलिया तुम्हार योर के हु करे डज रक्षण प्रोटेक्शन। वेन अलोंग द वे यू फॉल अनकॉन्शियस इन एक्सटेटिक लव ऑफ गॉड हु विल प्रोटेक्ट योर बिलोंगिंग्स the water pot, garments and so forth. Krishna Dasa name sarala brahmana ino sange karila dhara dhara nivedana. Shri Nityananda Prabhu in Krishna Das name, name Krishna Das, a this sarala simple brahmana ino he sange with you. Kari accepting laha, take dhara, just catch nivedana, the petition. Chaitanya Prabhu continued, here is a simple brahmana named Krishnadas. Please accept him and take him with you. That is my request. This Krishnadas, known as Kala Krishnadas, is not the Kala Krishnadas mentioned in the 11th chapter verse 37 of the Adi Lila. The Kala Krishnadas mentioned in the 11th chapter is one of the 12 Gopalas, cowherd boys who appeared to substantiate the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is known as a great devotee of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. The Brahmana named Kala Krishnadas who went with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to South India and later to Bengal is mentioned in the Madhya Lila 10th chapter verses 62 to 79. One should not take these two to be the same person.
So, okay. Prabhuji, Krishnadas Kaviraj, the one who has written Chaitanya Charitamrita, he is different Krishnadas, huh?
Yeah, so he is Krishnadas Kaviraj and these are Kala Krishnadas.
Okay,
so you can continue, Radhiru. Or Nirvika, you can continue if you can read only till 10 p.m.
जलपात्रे वस्त्रे वधि तोमा संगे याबे ये तो मारा इच्छा का रखी चुना बलि दे। जलपात्र वाटर पॉट वस्त्र एंड गार्मेंट वधि कैरिंग तोमा संगे विथ यू याबे विल गो ये व्हाटेवर तुम्हार इच्छा योर डिजायर कर यू डू इच्छू ना बोली दे यू विल नॉट से एनीथिंग यू विल कैरी अ वाटर पॉट एंड गार्मेंट यू मे डू व्हाटेवर यू लाइक एंड यू विल नॉट से अ वर्ड 2741 तबे तारा वाक्य प्रभु करी अंगीकारे ताहा सा बलाय गेला सर्वभौम घरे तबे देयर अपॉन तारा ऑफ लॉर्ड नित्यानंद प्रभु वाक्य द वर्ड प्रभु लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु करी डूइंग अंगीकारे एक्सेप्टिंग कहा सभा सभा ऑल ऑफ देम लाया टेकिंग गेला वेंट सर्वभौम घरे टू द हाउस ऑफ सर्वभौम भट्टाचार्य एक्सेप्टिंग द रिक्वेस्ट ऑफ लॉर्ड नित्यानंद प्रभु लॉर्ड चैतन्य टुक ऑल हिज डिवोटीज एंड वेंट टू द हाउस ऑफ सर्वभौम भट्टाचार्य 2742 नमस्कार सर्वभौम आसन निवेदिला सभा करे मिलित दे आसन वसिला Namaskari, offering obeisances, Sarvabhama, Sarvabhama Bhattacharya, asking in certain places, offer, Sabhakare, all of them, daily meeting, Tabe Afizad, Asane Vasila, he took his seat. As soon as he entered his house, Sarvabhama Bhattacharya offered the Lord obeisances and a place to sit. After seating all the others, the Bhattacharya took his seat. 2743 Nana Krishna Varta Kahi Kahila Tahari तुम्हारा थानी आईला अज्ञा आज्ञा मांगी बारे माना सॉरी नाना वेरियस कृष्ण वार्ता टॉपिक्स ऑफ लॉर्ड टॉपिक्स ऑन लॉर्ड कृष्ण कही डिस्कसिंग कहिला ही इन्फॉर्म सहारे सर्वभौम भट्टाचार्य तुम्हारा था एट योर प्लेस आईला आई हैव कम आज्ञा ऑर्डर मागी बारे टू बेग After they had discussed various topics about Lord Krishna, Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, I have come to your place just to receive your order. 2744 Sanyasakari Vishwarupa Viyache Dakshine Avashya Kariba Amitara Anvesane Sanyasakari After accepting the Sanyas order, Vishwarup, the elder brother of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Viyache has gone, Dakshine, to South India. Avashya, certainly, Kariba, Kariba, Sheldu, Ami, I, Tara, Offen, Andesane, searching for. My elder brother Vishwarup has taken sannyas and gone to South India. Now I must go search for him. 2745 Agya Dena Avashya Ami, Dakshine Kariba, Tomara Agya Te Sukhe Liyete Asiba, Agya Deha, please give permission, Avashya, certainly, Ami, I, Dakshini in South India. Chaliva shall go. Tomara, your, Agyate, by the order. Sukhi in happiness. Yeti, returning. Asiba, I shall come. Please permit me to go, for I must go to South India. With your permission, I shall soon return very happily. 2746 Suni sarva bhama haila atyanta katara charene dhariya kahe vishada uttara. Shuni, hearing this, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Haila became atyanta greatly. Katara, agitated. Charani, the lotus feet, Dhariya, Tithi, Kahe, says, Vishad of lamentation, Uttara, a reply. Upon hearing this, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became very much agitated. Catching hold of the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave this sorrowful reply. 2747 बहु जन मेरा पुण्य फले पाइन तो मारा संगा मेना संग वेधि मोरा करी ले का भंगा बहु जन मेरा ऑफ मेनी वर्ड पुण्य फले एज अ फ्रूट ऑफ फाइव एक्टिविटीज फाइन यू आई गॉट तुम्हारा योर संग एसोसिएशन हेना संग सच एसोसिएशन विधि प्रोविडेंस मोरा माय करी ले का हैज डन भंग ब्रेकिंग After many birds, duties and pious activity, I have got your association. Now Providence is breaking this invaluable association. 2748 Shire on the head, Vajra, a thunderbolt, Pade, falls, Yadi, if, Putra, son, Nari, dying, Yaya, goes, Taha, that, Sahi, I can tolerate. Tomara, your vicheda, separation, sahan, enduring, nayai, cannot be done. If a thunderbolt falls on my head or if my son dies, I can tolerate it. But I cannot endure the unhappiness of separation from you. 2749 Swatantra Ishwara tumi kari de gamana, dina katha raha teki tomara sarana. Swatantra Ishwara, the independent supreme personality of Godhead, tumi, you, kariba, will make gamana, departure, dina, days, katho, sam, raha, vise, deki, aniti, samarasaran, your lotus feet. My dear Lord, you are the independent supreme personality of Godhead. Certainly you will depart. I know that. Still, I ask you to stay here a few days more so that I can see your lotus feet. 2750 Rahila Devasakato na Kaila Gamana Sahara of Sarabham Bhattacharya Vinay on the request Prabhura of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sithila slackened Kaila became Mana the mind Rahila said Devasakato Katho a few na not Kaila did Gamana departure. Upon hearing Sarabham Bhattacharya's request, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relented. He stayed a few days longer and did not depart. 2751 Bhattacharya Agraha Kari Karena Nimantrana Grihapaka Kari Prabhuke Karana Bhojana Bhattacharya Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya Agraha Eagerness Kari Showing Karena Did Nimantran Invitation Grihe At Home Paka Cooking Kari Doing Prabhuke of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Prabhuke, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Karana made bhojan eating. The Bhattacharya even invited Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home and fed him very nicely. 2752. Tahara Brahmani Tara Nama Sathira Mata Radhi Bhiksha Dena Teho Ashcharya Tara Katha. Tahara Brahmani, his wife, Tara Nam, her name, Sathira Mata, the mother of Sathi, Randhi, cooking, Bhiksha Dena, offers food. Teho, she, Ashcharya, wonderful, Tara, her, Katha, narration. The Bhattacharya's wife, whose name was Sathi Mata, the mother of Sathi, did the cooking. The narrations of these pastimes are very wonderful. 2753. Ajita Kaliva Tataha Kariya Vistara, Eva Kahi Prabhura Dakshina Yatra Samachara. Ajay, later, Sa indeed, Kaliva, I shall speak, Saha, all those incidents. Kariya, doing, Vistar, elaboration. Able now, so he let me describe Prabhura of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Dakshin in South India, Yatra, the touring, Samachar, the narration. Later I shall tell about this in elaborate detail, but at present I wish to describe Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's South Indian tour. 2754. Dina Panchara hi Prabhu Bhattacharya sthane, Chaliva Raladi Ajaya Magila Apane. Din Pacha, 5 days, Rahi, Stay, Prabhu, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhattacharya Sthane, at Sarvabhama Bhattacharya's place, Chalivar Lagi, for starting Agya order, Magila beg, Apane, personally. After staying 5 days at the home of Sarvabhama Bhattacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally asked his permission to depart for South India. So, 2755. Prabhura Agrahe Bhattacharya Samata Haila Prabhuta Relaya Jagannatha Mandire Gila. Prabhura Agrahe, by the eagerness of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhattacharya, Sarvabhama Bhattacharya, Samata Haila became agreeable. Prabhu, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Hare Him, Sarvabhama Bhattacharya, Laya, taking Jagannath Mandire to the temple of Lord Jagannath, Gila, went. After receiving the Bhattacharya's permission, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to see Lord Jagannath in the temple. He took the Bhattacharya with him. 2756. Jagannacharya Thakura Pasha Ajya Mahila Vijari Prabhure Mala Prasada Ani Jila. Darshanakari, visiting the Lord, Thakur Pasha, from the Lord, Ajya Mahila, beg permission, Pujari, the priest, Prabhure, unto Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mala, garland, prasad, remnants of food, Ani, bringing, Dina, received. King Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also begged his permission to please then immediately deliver prasadam and a garland to Lord Chaitanya. 2757. Agya Mala Paya Harche Namaskara Kari, Anande Dakshina Deshe Chari, Chale Gaura Hari. Agya Mala, the garland of permission, Paya, getting, Harshe, in great jubilation, Namaskar, obeisances, Kari, offering, Anande, with great pleasure, Dakshina Gela, Dakshina Deshe, to South India, Chale, goes, Gaur Hari, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus receiving Lord Jagannath's permission in the form of a garland, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered obeisances, and then in great jubilation, he prepared to depart for South India. 2758. Bhattacharya Sanjay Ara Yatani Jagana Jagannatha Pradakshina Kari Sarila Gamana. Bhattacharya Sanjay, with Sarabham Bhattacharya Ara and Yata all, Nijagana, personal devotees, Jagannath, Lord Jagannath, Pradakshina, circumambulation, Kari finishing, Karila made, Gamana departure. Accompanied by his personal associate and Sarabham Bhattacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu circumambulated the altar of Jagannath. The Lord then departed on his South Indian tour. 2759. Samudra Tire Tire Alalnatha Pathe Sarvabhama Kahile Na Acharya Gopinathi. Samudra Tire, on the shore of the sea, Tire, on the shore, Alalnatha Pathe, on the path to the temple of Alalnath, Sarvabhama Bhattacharya, Kahilena said, Acharya Gopinathi, to Gopinath Acharya. While the Lord was going along the path to Alarnath, which was located on the seashore, Sarabham Bhattacharya gave the following orders to Gopinath Acharya. 2760. Sari Kopina Bahirvas Rakhi Achi Dhare Taha Prasadana Laya Aise Vitra Dware Sara Kopina Bahirvas Four sets of loin cloth and external clothing. Rakhi Achi, I have kept Dhare at home. Taha, that Prasad Anna, remnants of food of Lord Jagannath, Laya, taking Aisa, come here. Vitra Dware, the house of some Brahmins. Bring the four sets of loin cloths and outer garments I keep at home, and also some prasadam of Lord Jagannath. You may carry these things with the help of some Brahmins.
Okay, Rajiv Prabhu, you'd like to continue?
Yes, sir, you should. So now we are on 61, right?
Sabe sarva bhoma kahe prabhu ra charane avasya paliba prabhu mora nibedane.
Tabe thereafter Sarva Bhama Vacharya Kahe said Prabhura Charane unto the lotus feet of the Lord, Avasya, certainly, Paliwe, you will keep Prabhu, my Lord, Mora my Nivedane, request. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was departing, Sarva Bhama Vacharya submitted the following at his lotus feet. My Lord, I have one final request that I hope you will kindly fulfill.
Ramanandaraya Ache Godavari Tire Adhikari Hai Natenu Vidya Nagare.
Ramanandaraya Ache, there is Godavari Tire on the bank of river Godavari. Adhikari, a responsible officer. Haina is Tenho, he Vidya Nagare, in the town known as Vidya Nagara. In the town of Vidya Nagara, on the bank of the Godavari, there is a responsible government officer named Ramanandaraya. Puppet. In the Amrit Pravaha Bhashya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur states that Vidyanagara is today known as Porbandar. There is another Porbandar in western India in the province of Gujarat.
Udra Vishai Gyane Upeksha Nakaribe Amara Vachane Tare Avasyami Libe.
Shudra, the fourth social division, Vishayi Gyane, by the impression of being a worldly man, Upeksha, negligent, Na Karibe, should not do, Amara, my, Vatane, on the request, Tare, him, Avashya, certainly, Milibe, you should meet. Please do not neglect him, thinking he belongs to a Shudra family engaged in material activities. It is my request that you meet him without fail. In the Varnashram Dharma, the Shudra is the fourth division in the social status. Paricharyatmakam karma Shudrasyapi Svabhavajam. Bhagavad Gita 18.44. Shudras are meant to engage in the service of the three higher classes, Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas. Sri Ramanandaraya belonged to the Karana class, which is the equivalent of the highest class in Bengal. This class is regarded all over India as Shudra. It is said that the Bengali Kayasthas were originally engaged as servants of Brahmanas who came from North India to Bengal. Later the clerical class became the Kayasthas in Bengal. Now there are many mixed classes known as Kayasthas. Sometimes it is said in Bengal that those who cannot claim any particular class belong to the Kayastha class. Although these Kayasthas or Karanas are considered Shudras, they are very intelligent and highly educated. Most of them are professionals such as lawyers or politicians. Thus in Bengal, the Kayasthas are sometimes considered Kshatriyas. In Orissa, however, the Kayastha class, which includes the Karanas, is considered in the Shudra category. Srila Ramanandaraya belonged to this Karana class, therefore he was considered a Shudra. He was also the governor of South India under the regime of Maharaj Pratap Rudra of Orissa. In other words, Sarva Bhama Bhattacharya informed Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Ramanandaraya, although belonging to the Shudra class, was a highly responsible government officer as far as spiritual advancement is concerned. Materialist politicians and sutras are generally disqualified. Sarvabhauma, as far as spiritual advancement is concerned, yeah. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya therefore requested that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not neglect Ramanand Rai, who was highly advanced spiritually, although he was born a sudra and a materialist. A Vishayi is one who is attached to family and is interested only in wife, children and worldly sense gratification. The senses can be engaged either in worldly enjoyment or in the service of the Lord. Those who are engaged in the service of the Lord and are interested only in the material sense gratification are called Vishayi. Srila Ramananda Rai was engaged in government office and he belonged to the Karana class. He was certainly not a sannyasi in saffron cloth. He was in the class. He was in the transcendental position of a Paramahansa householder. Before becoming Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disciple, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya considered Ramananda Rai an ordinary Vishayi because he was a householder engaged in government service. However, when the Bhattacharya was actually enlightened in Vaishnava philosophy, he could understand the exalted transcendental position of Sri Ramananda Rai. Therefore, he referred to him as Adhikari. An Adhikari is one who knows the transcendental science of Krishna and is engaged in his service. Therefore, all Grihastha devotees are designated as Das Adhikari.
Okay. Any questions from this?
It is a little confusing, Prabhuji, that Kayasthas, while they're considered Shudras, they're also highly educated. So they have, that means, yeah, being highly educated could mean more like a Brahmana or a Kshatriya, right?
Like in Kali Yuga, you can say that the Shudras are most educated and they are most intelligent, and the Brahmanas are most degraded. So everything is opposite in Kali Yuga. And so here is one of the examples of how someone is born as a Sudra, according to caste and the community, but the qualification of Ramananda Rai was that he was highly educated and intelligent also. We can understand that in Kali Yuga, everyone is a Sudra practically, even the Brahmanas. So we can see that how Brahmanas in Kali Yuga, they are not intelligent and they are not educated, whereas the Sudras are actually more educated than the Brahmanas. I think it's an influence of the Kali Yuga.
Though, Prabhuji, this is about 500 years ago, and that time the caste system was still quite prevalent. And it is amazing that low class getting so much opportunity to be educated and serving as a government officer for that time seems a little, very open and enterprising rather for that time.
That's true. There definitely can be exceptions. Generally speaking, the caste system was very prevalent that time, but there will be exceptions, definitely. So Ramananda Rai, I think he was one of the exceptions to that.
Correct. Should I continue reading, Prabhu?
Okay, maybe you can read till 70th verse.
Okay.
Or 66, there's a purport for 66.
No problem. तुम्हारा संगे योग्य ते हो एक जना पृथ्वी ते रसी का भक्त नाहीता रहा समा तुम्हार योर संगेरा ऑफ एसोसिएशन योग्य फिट ते हो ही रामानंद राय एक वन जना पर्सन पृथ्वी ते इन द वर्ल्ड रसिका एक्सपर्ट इन ट्रांसेंडेंटल मेलोस भक्त डेवोटी नाही देयर इज नन तारा समा लाइक हिम. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya continued, Ramananda Rai is a fit person to associate with you No other devotee can compare with him in knowledge of the transcendental mellows.
I just wanted to add another thing which just strike me that devotees like Ramananda Rai, obviously they are not just exception, but they are also fulfilling the plan of the Lord. So they are acting according to the desire of the Lord. The type of birth they are getting, purposefully the Lord is putting them into Sudra family. But ultimately we see that by characteristics, by his behavior, he is a Brahmana, equal to a Brahmana, in fact more than a Brahmana. He is a transcendentalist. And so, you know, just wanted to set an example that even Sudras also, they can transcend immediately the post of a Brahmana, you know, just by becoming a devotee. So here I think this was arrangement of the Lord himself that he had put Ramananda Rai in this particular designation. And then obviously there are so many examples also, like we have Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, we have Namacharya Vyas Thakur also. So there are so many associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were in Sudra family or probably Malecha and Yavana family, or probably they were in a Brahmana family, but then later they got association of Malechas and Yavanas, and somehow Mahaprabhu wanted to use them and you know, to set an example for their devotees. So Srila Prabhupada writes many times when referring to his disciples, especially his foreign disciples, that they were, in the previous life, they were Brahmanas and they were advanced spiritually. That's why they have got this opportunity in this life and they are continuing from the previous life. And Prabhupada said that they were born in India. And so because they had some Sukriti, that's why they have been given another chance. So Prabhupada did mention this point that in the previous lifetime they were devotees of the Lord, or you know, they were born in India and they had the opportunity to practice Krishna consciousness or devotional service, or somehow they were connected to some kind of Sukriti. That's how they were again given chance in the next life. So we can see here that and I think it is Prabhupada also mentions that some devotees, they are born in different parts of the world, just to set an example that bhakti is transcendental, it is not subjected to external designations. So there are devotees who have taken birth who are very advanced in their bhakti. They have taken birth in Western countries or outside India, and now we can clearly understand that. So they are more advanced even than most of the Indian devotees. We can see their behavior, their devotion and everything. And that's how we can actually figure out that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has placed them in different places. And obviously there is a plan also to spread Krishna consciousness. So in order to spread Krishna consciousness, it was required that devotees must be placed in different parts of the world. So in order to assist Prabhupada. So Prabhupada also said many times, he has said that you all were sent by my Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, and that's why I am, that's why you are the representative of my Guru, and actually you are all my Guru, and I am your servant. So Prabhupada also said like that. Yeah, so when we speak about Ramananda Rai and other devotees, other associates of Lord, then it clearly indicates that they were put into such kind of situation. In fact, recently I am reading Navdeep Mandal Parikrama. So I'm reading for the second time or the third time. I do recollect, like for example, Brahma. You know, Brahma came as Haridas Thakur. And it was the desire of Brahma. He prayed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that because I was having a very high post in Krishna Leela, that's why I actually offended you. And I would like to banish my high post, and I would like to give it up, and I would like to take a very humble position. So when you come as in the next incarnation, when you come, please give me opportunity to become the most fallen soul, and I always remain humble. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fulfilled his desire and he came as Haridas Thakur. So he took a low birth, and somehow he So he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used him as an example. And so there are other devotees also in the previous lives who have come in Gaur Leela, and they have also taken humble position, and they have also placed into lower caste families. So this is all arrangement of the Supreme Lord, especially for his associates. Okay, yeah. So any comments on this?
No, Prabhuji.
Okay.
Should I continue?
Yeah, yeah.
65. Panditya ara bhakti rasat muhe rate ho sima sambhasi leb janibitu metahara mahima. Panditya learning ara and bhakti rasa, the mellows of devotional service, dohera of these two, teho, he, sima, the limit, sambhasi, when you talk with him, janive, will know, tumi, you, tahara, his, mahima, glories. He is a most learned scholar as well as an important, as well as an expert in devotional mellows. Actually, he is most exalted, and if you talk with him, you will see how glorious he is. Alaukika vakya cheshta tarana bhujiya parihasa kariyachi tare Vaishnava baliya. Alaulika, alaukika, uncommon, vakya, words, cheshta, endeavor, tara, his, na, without, bhujiya, understanding, parihas, joking, Kariyachi, I have done, Tare, unto him, Vaishnava, a devotee of the Lord, Baliya, as. I could not realize when I first spoke with Ramananda Rai that his topics and his words were all transcendentally uncommon. I made fun of him simply because he was a Vaishnava. Parpat. Anyone who is not a Vaishnava or an unalloyed devotee of the Supreme Lord must be a materialist. A Vaishnava living according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's injunctions is certainly not on the materialistic platform. Chaitanya means spiritual force. All of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities were carried out on the platform of spiritual understanding. Therefore, only those who are on the spiritual platform are able to understand the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Materialistic persons, cannot understand these activities and are generally known as karmis or gyanis. The gyanis are mental speculators who will simply try to understand what is spirit and what is matter. Their process is neti neti. This is not spirit, this is not Brahman. The gyanis are a little more advanced than the dull-headed karmis who are simply interested in sense gratification before becoming a Vaishnava. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a mental speculator, gyani. And being such, he always got joked Vaishnavas. A Vaishnava never agrees with the speculative system of the Gyanis. Both the Gyanis and Karmis depend on direct sense perception for their imperfect knowledge. The Karmis never agree to accept anything not directly perceived, and the Gyanis put forth only hypotheses. However, the Vaishnavas, the unalloyed devotees of the Lord, do not follow the process of acquiring knowledge by direct sense perception or mental speculation, but they are servants of the Supreme Lord, devotees receive knowledge directly from the Supreme Lord of Supreme Personality of Godhead as he speaks it in the Bhagavad Gita, or sometimes as he imparts it from within as the Chaitya Guru, as Lord Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita 10.10. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. The Vedas are considered to have been spoken by the Supreme Lord. They were first realized by Brahma, who is the first created being within the universe. Tene Brahma Hidaya Adhikavaye. Our process is to receive knowledge through the Parampara system from Krishna to Brahma to Narada, Vyasa, Sri Chaitanya Prabhu and the six Goswamis by the six succession. Lord Brahma was enlightened from within by the original person Krishna. Our knowledge is fully perfect due to being handed from master to disciple. A Vaishnava is always engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, and thus neither Karnis nor Gyanis can understand the activities of a Vaishnava. It is said, Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Vigyeha Na Bhujaya. Even the most learned man, depending on direct perception of knowledge, cannot understand the activities of a Vaishnava. After being initiated to Vaishnavism by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya realized what a mistake he had made in trying to understand Ramananda Rai, who was very learned and whose endeavors were all directed to rendering transcendental loving service to the Lord.
Okay. Any questions or comments?
No problem.
Prabhuji, I wanted to ask one question that here Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is requesting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to meet Ramananda Rai, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meets him also, and he is very happy to meet him and everything. Later we will see that, but when the same way when he requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to speak with Pratapada Maharaj, then he was very hesitant. He's like, no, he's a king and this, that and everything. Even Ramananda Rai is also like in, he was in a government post only. So even he was like kind of like in like that kind of a post. Not exactly the king, but he was still nonetheless in a government post. But he agreed to meet Ramananda Rai, but he did not agree, he was not at all agreeable to meet with Pratap Rudra. So why was this like kind of like distinction made? Both were requested by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and basically by the devotees. So then is there any like particular reason or something of that sort for this?
Yeah, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also involved in nepotism. So these days we have heard that nepotism is quite popular. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so we can say that the origin is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the origin of everything. But see, actually one thing is, first of all, the Lord pastimes and dealings with devotees are definitely his choice, how he wants to deal with them. So, but here one thing is very clear, that Pratap Rudra Maharaj was a king directly. And so you can also say that why he met Rupa and Sanatana Goswamis. So they are also in the government of Nawab Hussain Shah. And they are also, what do we say, they were advisors to the advisors to Nawab Hussain Shah, right? They were directly, the position I don't remember what they were called, in what particular post they were. But here we see that, so governor is not directly
were,
the...
Yeah, they were ministers, I think. Yeah, they were ministers.
Ministers, yeah. Ministers, right, yeah. So you see, you know, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they were also ministers. Then why Mahaprabhu went to meet both of them? And so similarly here also, why Mahaprabhu went to meet Ramananda Rai? So governor, ministers, they are definitely, they are obviously playing some kind of representative role, but they are not directly the kings. So king obviously are very opulent and they are the controllers. They are the final authorities. So, it's an injunction that a sannyasi is not supposed to associate with materially opulent people. And in that sense, and especially with the king, because the association of the king might degrade the consciousness of the devotees. So, it's an injunction in the Shastra and Mahaprabhu was just trying to follow that. But again, now, why he did particularly with Pratap Rudra Maharaj, he could have also dealt with him in a different way. And obviously we know later on, see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's plan cannot be understood by the devotees initially, right? I mean, we have so many pastimes. Now, like for example, here also Nityananda Prabhu is requesting Mahaprabhu to take Kala Krishna Das. But like, and Nityananda Prabhu is all-knowing. He is also the Supreme Lord. But now when they are displaying this Leela, then everyone is acting as if they don't know anything, what is going to happen. Okay, and later on we see that how Kal Krishnadas was attracted by the prostitutes, right? What is the name? I forgot. He got attracted to the prostitutes.
Yeah.
And then he fell down and he left association of Mahaprabhu. We know that. So this was revealed later. If Nityananda Prabhu already knows all these things, then why would have he suggested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to do this? So we clearly understand that all this is arranged, orchestrated by the Lord's Yog Maya potency. And in the pastime, the Lord is also absorbed, the devotees are also absorbed, they are playing their roles, and they forget their supreme identity or supremacy. Okay, so they are just absorbed in the pastimes and they are just relishing the pastimes. Now, in certain cases, Nityananda Prabhu does know what is going to happen and accordingly will instruct our devotees. There are instances where Balaram also knows, you know, what things are going to happen and accordingly will instruct. But obviously we know that during the Brahma Vyuman Leela, he was bewildered. So it was again Krishna's potency, Maya potency. Again now, the Balaram also knew that Mahabharata is going to happen, but somehow he did not participate in either sides, and he went for Tirth Yatra. Okay. So these are all, like, you know, pastimes, and it just creates variety. If Mahaprabhu will behave with everyone equally, then there will be no much fun, enjoyment and experience, you know, different varieties of experience. So in order to create variety and, you know, reveal the suspense, because suspense is always fascinating. What is going to happen? What is going to happen next? Right? So this kind of flavor, this kind of masala is there in the Lord's pastime also. And he will treat devotees according to their desires, inclinations, and so it's obviously what Mahaprabhu did with Pratap Rudra Maharaj was a drama, because internally he was extremely pleased with him, no doubt about it, and he got mercy also later on, that type of mercy. So he was, you know, he recited Gopi Geet to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is a very unique service which is not even attained by other devotees. We hear generally that Sarup Damodar Goswami, Ramandrai, Shikhi Mahiti, Madhvi, and, you know, these the three and a half associates of the Lord. So they are the ones who actually had deep, intimate exchange with the Lord. And other devotees, they did not have that kind of intimacy with the Lord, especially in terms of relishing Madhurya Ras in the wake of gopis. So we see that here, Pratap Rudra Maharaj, being and king, he is able to exchange Gopi Geet with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri during Rath Yatra time, right? So, definitely, Mahaprabhu internally was very pleased. Externally, and we can see also in the past time of Nityananda Prabhu when he breaks the sannyas danda, we have gone through it just a couple of sessions back. So, we know that internally Mahaprabhu was pleased. Externally, he was showing a lot of anger and, you know, he felt that this is not the right way to behave. He was very angry with Nityananda Prabhu, but internally, Acharyas say that he was extremely happy with Nityananda. So we see these kind of pastimes in Gaur Leela and Krishna Leela also. And this is just to create a variety, and this is also to reciprocate in a individual capacity. Because everyone is an individual spirit soul, and the Lord is obviously going to exchange, reciprocate with them according to the level of their desire, according to the way they want to serve the Lord. So, and of course, one more thing. See, so these are internal things, how the Lord chooses to reciprocate. But using this internal reason, the Lord is also actually setting an external reason. Set an example for external reason, just that the fact that we have to be careful not to associate with a king who is very materially very opulent. And at the same time, Mahaprabhu also spoke about not to associate with the Mayavadis. But here we see that Mahaprabhu himself associates with Mayavadis and he is defeating them and he is converting them to bhakti. So externally also Mahaprabhu wants to set an example. That's why in Gaur Leela, Krishna Leela, there are external reasons as well as internal reasons. Okay, so because of these things, there is a lot of variation in the pastimes and the recitation is also different. Is that clear?
Yeah, Prabhu. Thank you.
Okay. Next, okay, any other comment or question? Okay, next, Swati Madhuri, would you like to continue?
Yes, Prabhuji. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
Text 67. Tomara prasade hebe. Jani nu tandra tattva sambhashile jani ke tandra emana mahatva tomara prasade by your mercy ebe now jani nu I have understood tandra of him Ramananda Raya tattva the truth sambhashile in talking together jani be you will know tandra his emana such mahatva greatness the Bhattacharya said By your mercy, I can now understand the truth about Ramananda Raya. In talking with him, you also will acknowledge his greatness. 68. Angikara kare prabhu tanhara vachana tanre vidhaya dete tanre kaila alingana. Angikara kare, accepting this proposal, prabhu Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, tanhara of him, Sarvapuma Bhattacharya. Vachana, the request, Tandre unto him, Vidaya Dite, to offer favor, Tandre him, Kaila did, Alingana embracing. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya's request that he meet Ramananda Raya. Bidding Sarvabhuma farewell, the Lord embraced him. 69. Gare Krishna Bhaji, Mura Kare. करेह आशीर्वादे नीलाचले आसीन तुम्हारा प्रसादे घरे एट होम कृष्णा लॉर्ड कृष्णा बाजी वर्शिपिंग मोर अंचो मी करेह डू आशीर्वादे ब्लेसिंग नीलाचले एट जगन्नाथ पुरी आशी रिटर्निंग एना सो दैट तुम्हारा योर प्रसादे बाय द मर्सी श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु आस्क्ड भट्टाचार्य टू ब्लेस हिम व्हाइल ही एंगेज्ड इन डिवोशनल सर्विस ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा एट होम At home, so that by Sarvabhuma's mercy, the Lord would return to Jagannath Puri. Purport. The word Kariha Ashirvade means continue to bestow your blessings onto me. Being a sannyasi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the fourth order of life and was thus due all respect and adoration, whereas Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya as a householder was in the second order. A sannyasi is supposed to offer blessings to the Grihastha. Yet now, By his practical behavior, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested the blessings of a Grihastha. This incident shows the special significance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching. He gave equal status to everyone, regardless of material considerations. His movement is throughoutly spiritual. Although apparently a Grihastha householder, Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya was unlike the so-called karmis interested in sense gratification. After being initiated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Bhattacharya was perfectly situated in the spiritual order. Therefore, it was quite possible for him to offer blessings even to a sannyasi. He was always engaged in service of the Lord even at home. In our disciplic line, we have the example of a perfect household Paramahamsa, Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur. In his book, Sharanagati, Bhaktivinoda Thakur states, Yedina grihe vajane dekhe grihe te loka baya. Sharanagati 31.6. Whenever a householder glorifies the Supreme Lord in his house, his activities are immediately transformed into the activities of Golok Vrindavan. Spiritual activities taking place in the Golok Vrindavan, planet of Krishna. Activities exhibited by Krishna himself at Bhoma Vrindavan, the Vrindavan Dham existing on this planet, are not different from his activities on the planet of Goloka Vrindavan. This is proper realization of Vrindavan anywhere. In our Krishna conscious movement, we inaugurated the Sri Vrindavan activities, new Vrindavan activities, wherein devotees are always engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. And this is now different from Goloka Vrindavana. The conclusion is that one who acts strictly in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is competent to offer blessings to sannyasis, even though he be a grihastha householder. Although he is in an exalted position, sannyasi still must elevate himself to a transcendental platform by rendering service to the Lord. By his actual behavior, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu begged the blessings of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. In this way, he set the example of how one should expect blessings from a Vaishnava regardless of his social position.
Okay, yeah. So Grihastha, if that Grihastha is actually transcendentally situated, if he is completely pure, then he can also give blessings to a sannyasi. Now, by the means of ashram, we can actually understand that a sannyasi is actually more advanced than a Grihastha. And generally, it is like that. So otherwise, why would one not take sannyas? Why a Grihastha would not take sannyas? So he will not take sannyas only for one reason. If his Grihastha ashram will be completely engaged in the service of Lord, and if he has been instructed by his Guru or the Supreme Lord to continue in his Grihastha ashram and serve the Lord, then only he will not take sannyas. Otherwise, ideally, any devotee who has advanced the stage of asakti, bhav, prem, they will definitely be renounced. So see, what is the difference between sannyas and Grihastha? So Grihastha is basically, generally, we can expect that the Grihastha is attached to the material world, attached to the family members, and using that attachment, he gradually advances in spiritual life. Whereas a sannyasi is completely detached from the material world, he is renounced the material world. So in that sense, you see, the Grihastha also may be in the Grihastha ashram, but he may renounce internally his attachment towards the material things. And he can cultivate his attachment towards the Lord more and more. And gradually he will renounce everything from within. So it is not necessary to externally renounce and make a show to the world. But real renunciation is actually the renunciation of the ego and attachment which is connected to the ego. So once that is given up, then even though in whichever ashram one may be, whether brahmachari, vanaprastha, sannyas or grihastha, one is still considered to be a sannyasi. And Prabhupada said that. Prabhupada said that the grihasthas who are having a procreation just for begetting children, and that also they are following the regulative principles, so then they are as good as sannyasis. Or in fact, Prabhupada said one time that if a men and women, they are living together, and if the man is not attracted to the woman, then he is more than a sannyasi. So if he is not attached to the woman in spite of living with the woman or vice versa, then they are more than a sannyasi, because they are so absorbed in their service to Krishna that they don't have time to think about it. And so that is, so basically it is a higher stage than sannyasi, because they are associating with each other, but still they are on a transcendental platform. So this is actually a very advanced position, even advanced than a sannyasi, because maybe a sannyasi, if he associates more with the opposite sex, then there may be chances that he may fall down, right? So in that sense, a sannyasi is probably inferior to the Grihastha living together, who is completely detached. So we have examples of such kind of Grihasthas, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur is there, and many others, like we see in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela also. In fact, out of the Panch Tattva, the three of them were, the two of them were only renunciates, Gadadhar Pandit and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nityananda Prabhu was Avadhut, he also got married. Advaita Acharya was married. Shivas Pandit was also married. And they had children also. So there is no discrimination. But definitely, one, it does not mean that, okay, just because here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that Grihastha is, you know, he's teaching by example that a Grihastha can offer blessings to a sannyasi, doesn't mean that we also start offering our blessings to the sannyasis. Okay, unless and until we are at that stage, we cannot do that. So we have to have high regards and respects for the renounced order devotees, and we take their inspiration and we also try to follow in their footsteps, and we also try to become detached from the material world. So when we become, we show that kind of detachment consistently, and we are continuously absorbed, engaged in the service of Lord, then we reach that kind of transcendental position. But before that, definitely, the sannyasis are more... in fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said that even if you see a Mayavadi sannyasi, you have to pay obeisances to him. So sannyasi is a respectable position in society, no doubt about it. It's a anyone who is a celibate, and he's you know, the mere fact that he's celibate, it means that they are almost liberated from this material world. Prabhupada said that if you are celibate, then 50% you are liberated in this life. Okay, and then there are instances where, like I have posted in our Srila Prabhupada Leela group, there are 2-3 articles that I have posted. One article, Prabhupada says that a celibate brahmachari is 75%, they have chance to go back to Godhead, and a grihastha has only 25% chance. And in another instance, Prabhupada says that brahmacharis, they have 90% chance to go back to Godhead, and grihasthas has got, they have got 50% chance, something like that. So it is one thing is very clear that in a grihastha ashram, the advancement is quite gradual, very slow, and there are a lot of attractions and attachment also to other things. But if someone is a brahmachari living in the temple, they have more chance of quickly attaining the goal, because the association, the spiritual atmosphere, and the only goal is to serve the guru, please the guru, and completely be engaged in that service, and also to cultivate that detachment. So we definitely take care of the family also, but it has to be done within a certain limit. It cannot be like, you know, they cannot participate in marriage functions, or they cannot associate with their relatives quite frequently. They just are connected with the family to the degree that they need help from them that much. But beyond that, they do not follow all these things. Whereas the grihasthas, you know, we are actively participating in many of the occasion, festival, functions regularly. So we have to gradually, and see, that is the reason Prabhupada also gave a system. He always said that grihastha has the goal, he is supposed to take vanaprastha after the age of 50. If grihasthas were more advanced than sannyasis, why would Prabhupada say all these things? No, there was no need for that. But the fact that it's Prabhupada also said that, he suggested that devotees, they remain brahmacharis. He always preferred that, and he always recommended that, because he knew that there is a lot of entanglement when you get married. So Prabhupada said that when you are alone, when the wife is alone, husband is alone, or single men, single women, they are very happy in Krishna consciousness. But when they come together, then they become miserable. So that's a fact, because when you are alone, you can do what you want to do. You can you can give a lot of time to spiritual advancement and you know, absorption in service of Lord. But when you come together, then obviously you also are a lot of responsibilities will also come along, and you have to participate in them. You cannot avoid them. So a lot of time is gone. It's an entanglement, and that is true actually. So that's why Prabhupada suggested that as much as possible, men should remain brahmacharis, women should get married. So this is quite clear that the grihastha is definitely an inferior ashram, and they are less advanced than the sannyasis. So now, it all depends on the grihasthas. If they can come to that stature, then definitely they can offer blessings to the sannyasis also. But if they are not, then they are not supposed to. Then they have to also, they have to always seek the blessings of the sannyasis. Okay, any comment or question? Okay, next. 70th. Etabali Mahaprabhu Karila Gamana Murchita Hanataha Padila Sarvabhama. Etabali saying this, Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Karila made Gamana departure, Murchita fainted, Hana becoming Tahan there, Padila fell down, Sarvabhama Sarvabhamatacharya. So saying this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu departed on his tour and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya immediately fainted and fell to the ground. Tande upekshiya lagaila sigra gamana ke bujite pare Mahaprabhu rachitamana. Tande unto Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya upekshiya, not paying serious attention, Kaila did sigra very fast, gamana walking, ke who, bujite to understand, pare is able, Mahaprabhura of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chittaman, the mind and intention. Although Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya fainted, Mahaprabhu did not take notice of him. Rather, he left quickly. Who can understand the mind and intention of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? It was naturally expected that when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya fainted and fell to the ground, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would have taken care of him and waited for him to regain consciousness. But he did not do so. Rather, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately started on his tour. It is therefore very difficult to understand the activities of a transcendental person. Sometimes they may seem rather odd, but a transcendental personality remains in his position unaffected by material considerations. Okay, any questions on this? Mahanubhavera Pchitera Swabhave Haya Pushpa Samaya Kumala Katina Vajramaya. Mahanubhavera, of a great personality, Chitera of the mind, Swabhava, the nature, Ehaya, this is Pushpa Sama, like a flower, Kumala, soft, Katina, hard, Vajramaya, like a thunderbolt. This is the nature of the mind of uncommon personality. Sometimes it is soft like flower, but sometimes it is as hard as thunderbolt. The softness of flower and the hardness of thunderbolt are reconciled in the behavior of great personality. The following quotation from Uttar Ramacharita 2.7 explains this behavior. One may also consult the Madhya Lila, 3rd chapter, verse 212. Vajrad api katorani mruduni kusumad api loka taranam chaitamsi Konu Vignatum Ishvara. Vajradapi, then thunderbolt, Kathorani, harder, Mruduni, softer, Kusumat Api, then a flower, Loka Uttaranam, persons above the human platform of behavior, Chittamsi, the hearts, who knew, but Vignatam, to understand, Ishvara, I were able. The hearts of those above common behavior are sometimes harder than a thunderbolt and sometimes softer than a flower. How can one accommodate such contradictions in great personalities? Yeah, because the mercy and the detachment gives the same result. So in that sense, it is the same. Nityananda Prabhu Bhattacharya Uthaila Tandra Loka Sange Tandre Ghare Pathaila. Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Siddhanta Nityananda Prabhu Bhattacharya Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya Uthaila raised Tandra, his Lokasange, along with associates, Tandre, him, the Bhattacharya, Gare, to his home, Pathaila, sent. Lord Nityananda Prabhu raised Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and with help of his men, saw him to his home. Paktagana Sigrasi Lagila Prabhura Satha, Leila Prabhura Satha, Vastra Prasada Lana Tabe Aila Gopinatha. Bhaktagana devotees, Sigra, very swiftly, Asi coming, Laila took Prabhura of the Lord Satha, the company, Vastra, the garments, Prasad, and Lord Jagannath's Prasadam, Lana, with Tabe, thereafter Aila, came Gopinath, Gopinath Acharya. Immediately all the devotees came and partook of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's company. Afterwards, Gopinath Acharya came with the garments and Prasadam. Sabha Sange Prabhu Tabe Alal Natha Aila Namaskara Kari Tare Bahu Stuti Kaila. Sabha Sange, with all of them, Prabhu Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Tabe, then Alalnath, the place named Alalnath, Aila, reached Namaskar Gari, offering obeisances. Tare, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bahu Stuti, many prayers, Kaila offered. All the devotees followed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to a place known as Alalnath. There they all offered respects and various prayers. Prema Vesha Nitya Gita Kaila Katashana Dekhite Vaila Ta Vaise Yata Jana. Prema Avesh, in the great ecstasy of love of God, and Nitya Gita, dancing and chanting, Kaila performed Kata Shana for some time. Dekhite, to see Aila, came Tahan there. Vaise, who live Yata Jana, all the men. In great ecstasy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and chanted for some time. Indeed, all the neighbors came to see him. Chaudikyate sabab loka bale hari hari prema veshan madhya nitya kare gaur hari. Chaudikyate, all around, sabaloka, all persons, bale shout hari hari, the holy name of the Lord, prema avesh, in ecstatic love, madhya, in the middle, nitya kare, dances, gaur hari, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All around, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also known as gaur hari. People began to shout the holy name of Hari. Lord Chaitanya emerged in actual, his usual ecstasy of love, danced in the midst of them. Kanchana sadrisha deha aruna vasana pulakashru kampa sveda tahete bhushana. Kanchana sadrisha, like molten gold, deha body, aruna saffron, vasana garments, pulaka ashru, standing up of bodily hair and crying, kampa, trembling, sveda, perspiration, tahate, therein, bhushana, the ornaments. The body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was naturally very beautiful. It was like molten gold, dressed in saffron cloth. Indeed, it was most beautiful for being ornamented with ecstatic symptoms, which caused his bodily hair to stand on, tears to well up in his eyes, and his body to tremble and perspire all over. देखिया लोके रमने हैला चमत्कार यता लोके ऐसे कहा नाही आया घर. देखिया, seeing all this, लोके of the people, mana in the mind, sahila, there was चमत्कार, astonishment, yata all लोके people, ऐसे came there, केह anyone, नाही not, आया goes, घर home. Everyone present was astonished to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing and his bodily transformations. Whoever came did not want to return home. Okay, Rajiv Prabhu, you...
I'll continue. Yes, Prabhuji. 81. Keha nache keha gaya Shri Krishna Gopala Premete bashila loka sri Nidha abala. Keha nache, someone dances. Keha gaya, someone chants. Shri Krishna, Lord Shri Krishna's name, Gopala, Gopala's name, Premete, in love of Godhead, Vasila, floated, Loka, all the people, Stri, women, Vidha, old men, Abala, from the children. Everyone, including children, old men, and women, began to dance and to chant the holy names of Shri Krishna and Gopal. In this way, they all floated in the ocean of love of Godhead. Next. Dekhi Nityananda Prabhu kahe bhakta gane ei rupe nitya age habe grame grame. Upon seeing the chanting and dancing of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda predicted that later there... Sorry. Dekhi, seeing this, Nityananda, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Prabhu the Lord, kahe, says bhakta gane unto the devotees, ei rupe, in this way, nitya, dancing, age, ahead, habe, there will be, grame grame, in every village. Translation. Upon seeing the chanting and dancing of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda predicted that later there would be chanting, dancing and chanting in every village. Perfect. this prediction of Sri Nityananda Prabhu is applicable not only in India but all over the world. That is now happening by His grace. The members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness are now traveling from one village to another in the Western countries and are even carrying the deity with them. These devotees distribute various literatures all over the world. We hope that these devotees who are preaching the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will very seriously follow strictly in His footsteps. If they follow the rules and regulations and chant 16 rounds daily, their endeavor to preach the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will certainly be successful.
Okay. I would like to read something about Srila Prabhupada. Just one second. Okay, so this is an article which I have posted in the Srila Prabhupada Leela group because the context has appeared here, so I just wanted to read once again. So Chandramali Swami Maharaj, he says, Prabhupada talked about his eternal bodily color. He said, my color is golden with a tinge of red. If we search the scriptures, we'll find that Lord Nityananda is gold with a red tint. I don't want to say anything beyond that, but Prabhupada said that it was his color. It was one of those moments. So what do you understand? So what do you understand from what Chandramali Maharaj shared? Are you all able to hear? Okay, but I don't hear anything. There was a print of silence, and I thought maybe devotees will be really enthused to say something about this. But
Nityananda Prabhu said that he would send his Senapati Bhakta, right?
Nityananda Prabhu what?
So, Nityananda Prabhu had I don't remember, but he had told that he would send his Senapati Bhakta to spread Krishna Bhakti all over the world. To send Krishna Bhakti all over the world. To spread Krishna Bhakti all over the world. So I don't know, maybe it could mean that, you know, like people who are sent by him or who follow like the same Guru Tattva, they could have the same thing.
Yeah, anyways, we don't want to reveal any confidential, you know, I mean, obviously we are ourselves not sure about this, but and Chaitramali Maharaj also has not spoken anything about that, beyond that. But what my intention was that this Nityananda Prabhu had entered the body of Srila Prabhupada, that is what I understand. And because that's why he is Sakta Avesh Avatar, which means that Shakti of, I mean, some say that Nityananda Prabhu Shakti entered, some say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Shakti entered in his body. So, anyways, what are the implications of this meaning? We don't know what he meant exactly. You know, his color is golden tinged with red. That's his eternal bodily color in the spiritual world. And obviously we don't want to speculate on that because this color can be even amongst the associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So, but one thing we do understand that he was definitely empowered by Nityananda Prabhu when to spread Krishna consciousness. He was his own Shakti actually entered the body of Prabhupada. So Nityananda Avesh, you can say, or Gauranga Avesh, like that. So here, you know, this prediction came, that's why I just shared it. Anyways, I was going to discuss in our Prabhupada Leela class. Okay.
Okay. Should I continue?
Yeah.
अतिकाल हैला लोक चरिय नयाय तब नित्यानंद गोसाई श्री जल उपाया अतिकाल वेरी लेट हैला इट वाज लोक द पीपल इन जनरल चरिय गिविंग अप नयाय डू नॉट गो तब एट दैट टाइम नित्यानंद श्री श्री नित्यानंद प्रभु गोसाई द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर श्री जिल इन्वेंटेड उपाय अ मींस Seeing that it was already getting late, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, the spiritual master, invented a means to disperse the crowd. Madhayana karite gela Prabhu ke laya taha dekhi loka aise chaudike dhaya. Madhayana karite, to take lunch at noon, gela went. Prabhu ke Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu laya taking. Taha dekhi, seeing that loka, the people in general, I say came, chaudike, all around, dhana, dhaya, running. Lord Nityananda Prabhu took Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for lunch at noon. Everyone came running around them.
Okay, I wanted to just ask if devotees know about the status of Bhakti Charu Maharaj. Has anyone heard about the current status?
No, probably. As on today, I don't know. But supposedly he was recovering slowly, though. That's what
I know. Today's status, anyone knows? Nirvika, you know?
They were going to post it on this Facebook page, right? I think every 12 hours or something they were saying they'll post it, so it's mostly there. I personally have not checked it.
Anyways, okay. If one of you will get some information, then you can just post it. Okay, continue, Rajiv Bro.
Okay. Today's Prabhuji's morning update is there in Facebook.
What? I think I also read this today morning.
We want to express our heartfelt gratitude for all prayers which devotees around the globe are performing continuously. The medical team has reviewed Maharaj's progress over the last 12 hours and compared with the previous days, he remains very stable but still critical. The team is satisfied with the progress Maharaj has made over the last 24 hours. His blood results are satisfactory. As mentioned in the previous update, the next 24 hours are crucial. We humbly request the devotees to continue their intense prayers with intent. These are more important now than ever before. The medical team very much appreciates the patience and understanding of all devotees. We are all concentrating on our goal to see His Highness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj coming out of ICU with a smile. The next update will be in 12 hours. But next update has not come.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so we can just keep continuing our prayers.
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, Prabhuji, you can continue.
Yeah. मध्याह्नकारीय आयला देवता मंदिरे निजगण प्रवेशे कपट दिला बाहिर द्वारे मध्याह्नकारीय परफॉर्मिंग बेडिंग etc. Ayla came back, Devata Mandire, to the temple of the Lord, Nijagana Praveshi, allowing his own men, Kapata Dila, shut by his dware, the outside door. After finishing their bath, they returned at noon to the temple, admitting his own men, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, closed the outside door. Tabe Gopinatha Dui Prabhu Re Bhiksha Karaila, Prabhu Rashesha Prasadana, Sabe Banti Khaila. Tabe thereupon, Gopinath Acharya, Dui Prabhu Re, unto the two lords, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, Bhiksha Karaila, gave prasadam to eat, Prabhura of the Lord, Shesha, the remnants, Prasada, Anna, food, Sabe, all of them, Banti, sharing, Kaila, ate. Gopinath Acharya then brought prasadam for the two lords to eat, and after that they had eaten, the remnants of the food were distributed to all the devotees. Suni suni loka sab asi bahe dware, hari hari bali loka kola halakare. Suni suni, hearing this, loka sabha, all the people, asi, coming there, bahire dware, to the outside door, hari hari, the holy name of the Lord, bali, chanting, loka, all the people, kola hala, tumultuous sound, kare, made. Hearing about this, everyone there came to the outside door and began chanting the holy name, hari hari, thus there was tumultuous sound. Sabe Mahaprabhu Dwara Karaila Mochana Anande Anande Asiya Loka Paila Darshana. Tabe thereupon Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Dwara, the door, Karaila, made, Mochana, opening, Anande, in great pleasure, Asiya, coming, Loka, all the people, Paila, got, Darshana, sight. After lunch, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made them open the door. In this way, everyone received his audience with great pleasure. Hey Mata Sandhya Paryanta Loka Ateyaya Vaishnava Haila Loka Sabe Nache Jaya. Hey Mata, in this way, Sandhya Paryanta, until evening, Loka, people, Ateyaya, come and go, Vaishnava devotees, Haila became, Loka, all the people, Sabe, all of them, Nache, dance, Gaya, and chant. The people came and went until evening, and all of them became Vaishnava devotees and began to chant and dance. Ei rupe sei thai bhakta gana sange, sei rati gonaila Krishna katharange. Ei rupe, in this way, sei thai, in that place, bhakta gana sange, with the devotees, sei ratri, that night, Gonaila passed Krishna Katha Range in great pleasure discussing Lord Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then passed the night there and discussed the pastimes of Lord Krishna with his devotees with great pleasure.
Okay, Swati Mataji.
Yes, please. X91. Pratakale snana kari lagamana bhaktagane vidaya dila kari alingana. Pratakale, in the morning, snana bath kari, after taking karela chartered gamana tour bhaktagana to all the devotees, vidaya farewell dila gave kari, doing alingana, embracing. The next morning, after taking his bath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started on a South Indian tour. He bid farewell to the devotees by embracing them. 92. Murchitahana sabe bhumite padila tanha sabhat pane prabhu tere na chal ila. Murchitahane, becoming unconscious, sabe all bhumite to the ground, padila fell down. Dhanha Sabha, all of them, Pane, toward Prabhu, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Pere, turning, Na, not, Chahila, saw. Although they all fell to the ground unconscious, the Lord did not turned to see them, but proceeded onward. 93. Vichita Vyakula Prabhu Chalila Dukhi Hana Prachi Krishna Dasahaya Jala Patralana. Vichita in separation, Vyakula perturbed, Prabhu Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Chalila went on Dukhi unhappy, Hana becoming Pachi just behind, Krishna Das, his servant Krishna Das. Yaya went Jala Patra, the water pot, Lana taking. In separation, the Lord became very much perturbed and walked on unhappily. His servant Krishna Das, who was carrying his water pot, followed behind. Bhaktagana Upavasi Taha Ni Rahila Haradine Dukehana Nila Chale Aila. Bhaktagana, the devotees, Upavasi fasting, Tahani there, Rahila remained Aradina on the next day, Dukhi unhappy, Hana becoming Nila Chale to Jagannath Puri, Aila returned. All the devotees remained there and fasted, and the next day they all unhappily returned to Jagannath Puri. 95. Matha Simhasaya Prabhu Karela Ghammana Premavesha Yayak Kari Mana Sankirtana. Matha Simha, a mad lion, Praya, almost like Prabhu, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Karela did Gamana touring, Prema Avesha in ecstatic love, Yaya goes, Kari performing Nama Sankirtana, chanting Krishna's name. Almost like a mad lion, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went on his tour filled with ecstatic love and performing Sankirtana, chanting Krishna's name as follows. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Raksha, Mam. Krishna, 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 Pahi, Mam. Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshama Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Pahi Mam. Krishna, Lord Krishna, O Raksha, please protect Mam, me, Pahi, please maintain Rama, Lord Rama, Raghava, descendant of King Raghu, Keshava, killer of the Keshi demon. The Lord chanted Krishna, 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 Rakshama, Krishna, 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 Pahima. That is, O Lord Krishna, please protect me and maintain me. He also chanted Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshama Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Pahima. That is, O Lord Rama, descendant of King Raghu, please protect me. O Krishna, O Keshava, killer of the Keshi demon, please protect me. 97. Ish Loka Pade Pate Chali La Gaura Hari Loka Deke Pate Kahe Pala Hari Hari. A Shloka Pade, reciting this verse, Krishna, Krishna, Pahi on the way, Chalila went, Gaurahari, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Loka Deke, seeing other people, Pahi on the way, Kahi, he says, Vala, say, Hari Hari, the holy name of Lord Hari. Chanting this verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, known as Gaurahari, went on his way. As soon as he saw someone, he would request him to chant Hari Hari. 98. Sri Loka Prema Mata Hana Bali Hari Krishna Raghura Pache Sangeet Yaya Darshana Krishna. Sri Loka, that person, Prema Mata, maddened in love of Godhead, Hana becoming Bale Singh Hare Krishna, the holy name of Lord Hari and Lord Krishna, Raghura Pache behind the Lord, Sangeet with him, Yaya goes Darshana Sat Krishna, being very eager to see him. Whoever heard Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chant Hari Hari also chanted the holy name of Lord Hari and Krishna. In this way, they all followed the Lord very eager to see him. 99. Katakshanera Prabhu कतक्षणे रहे प्रभु तारे आलिंगया विदय करिला तारे शक्ति संचारिया कतक्षणे रहे आफ्टर रिमेनिंग फॉर सम टाइम प्रभु श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु तारे ईच ऑफ देम आलिंगया एम्ब्रेसिंग विदय करिला बिड फेवन तारे इन ईच ऑफ देम शक्ति स्पिरिचुअल पोटेंसी संचारिया इन्वेस्टिंग After some time, the Lord would embrace these people and with them return home, having invested each of them with spiritual potency. Purport. In his Amrita Pravabhashya, Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that this spiritual potency is the ecstasy of the pleasure potency and the knowledge potency. By these two potencies, one is empowered with devotional service. Lord Krishna himself or his representative, the unalloyed devotees, can mercifully bestow these combined potencies onto any man. Being thus endowed with such potencies, one can become an unalloyed devotee of the Lord. Anyone favored by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was empowered with this bhakti sakti. Thus, the Lord's followers were able to preach Krishna consciousness by divine grace.
Okay. So, which are these two potencies?
Samvit and Ladini potency.
Yeah. So, if you remember, I think in the last class itself, Nirvika had asked right about what is the reference for these two potencies. Enter the stage of bhava. So I think there is some indirect reference here that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed the Samvit potency and Ladini potency, and that's how they attain bhava. So because when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna themselves, they will give mercy, then they don't have to go like from Shraddha to bhava. They will directly come to bhava stage, bhava or prema. So this is this is one of the reference, and I think the accurate reference is found in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Actually, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is nothing but the manifestation of the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami. So technically speaking, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is actually a part of Chaitanya Charitamrita itself. Yeah, so, yeah, Nirvika, are you there? Nirvika?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is one indirect reference. What?
I'm saying I won't be able to read right now.
No, that's fine. I'm just, I was just sharing that this is the reference that you were asking for earlier.
Yes, okay.
Okay. Text 100. Se jana nija grame kariya gamana. Krishna Bali Hase Kande Nache Anukshana. Say Jana, that person Nijagrama to his own village, Kariya Gamana, returning there, Krishna Bali, saying the holy name of Lord Krishna. Hase laughs, Kande cries, Nache dances, Anukshan always. Each of these empowered persons would return to his own village, always chanting the holy name of Krishna, and sometimes laughing, crying, and dancing. Yara Dikhitara Kaya Kaha Krishna Nama. Emata Vaishnava Kaila Sabha Nijagrama. Yara Dekhe, whoever meets Tare to him, Kahe, he says, Kaha Krishna Nam, kindly chant the Krishna Mantra. Emata in this way, Vaishnava devotees of the Supreme Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Kaila made Sabha all Nijagrama, his own village. Such an empowered person would request everyone and anyone, whomever he saw, to chant the holy name of Krishna. In this way, all the villagers would also become devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In order to become an empowered teacher, one must be favored by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his devotee, the spiritual master. One must also request everyone to chant the Mahamantra. In this way, such a person can convert others to Vaishnavism, showing them how to become pure devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. ग्रामांतर इते देखिते अहिला यत जन तन्र दर्शन कृपाय हय तन्र सम ग्राम अंतर आयते फ्रॉम डिफरेंट विलेजेस देखिते टू सी अहिला केम यत जन ऑल द पर्सन्स तन्र इज दर्शन कृपाय बाय द मर्सी ऑफ सीइंग हिम हय बिकेम बिकम तन्र सम असम सिमिलर वैष्णवास people from different religions who came to see such an empowered individual would become like him simply by seeing him and receiving the mercy of his glance. Se ya gramera loka vaishnava karaya anya grami asi tanra dekhi vaishnava haya. Say that vaishnava yai going to his own village gramera loka all the people of the village vaishnava devotees karaya makes anya grami inhabitants from different villages Asi coming there, Tandra Dekhi by seeing him. Vaishnava Haya become devotees. When each of these newly empowered individuals returned to his own village, he also converted the villagers into devotees. And when others came from different villages to see him, they were also converted. Say, Aragrame Kare Upadesha, E Mata Vaishnava Haila Sabha Dakshina Desha. Say that man, yeah, going or a different gram to the villagers, Kare gives Upadesh instruction, Imate in this way, Imat in this way, Vaishnava devotees, Haila became Sabha all, Dakshina Desha, the people of South India. In this way, the empowered men went from one village to another, all the people of South India became devotees. Yeah, so this is the traditional way or general way to spread Krishna consciousness. It's not that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to each and every village in South India and he did not visit each and every city or state. So he just visited some of them and just by the process of transmission, others also became devotees throughout South India. E mata pathe yate shata shata jana vaishnava karena tanra kari alingana. E mata in this way, pathe on the way yate while passing shata shata hundreds and hundreds jana persons vaishnava devotees karena makes tanre him kari doing alingana embracing thus many hundreds of people became vaishnavas when they passed the lord on the way and were embraced by him ye grame rahi bhiksha karane yand kare se grame ra yata loka aise dekhi bare ye grame in whatever village rahi staying bhiksha alms karena accepts Yandra whose gare at home say that Gramira of the village Yatra Lok all the persons I say come Dekhi Bare to see. In whatever village Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed to accept alms, many people came to see him. Prabhu Rakripaya Haya Mahabhagavata Se Sava Acharya Hana Katari Lo Jagata Prabhu Rakripaya by the mercy of the Lord Haya become Maha Bhagavata, first class devotees, say Sabha, all such persons, Acharya teachers, Hana, becoming Karila, liberated Jagat, the whole world. By the mercy of Supreme Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everyone became a first class devotee. Later, they became teachers or spiritual masters and liberated the entire world. Imata Kaila Yavat Gela Setu Bande, Sarvadesha Vaishnava Haila Prabhura Sambande. E Mata in this way, Kaila performed Yavat until Gela went Setu Bande to the southernmost part of India. Sarva Desh, all the countries, Vaishnava devotees, Haila became Prabhura Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sambande in connection with. In this way, the Lord went to the extreme southern part of India and he converted all the provinces to Vaishnavism. Navadipeye Shakti Na Kaila Prakashe. Se Shakti Prakashi Nistarila Dakshina Deshe Navadipa at Navadip, ye that which Shakti the potency, na not Kaila did Prakashi manifestation, say that Shakti potency, Prakashi manifesting, Nistarila delivered Dakshina Desha, South India. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not manifest his spiritual potencies at Navadip, but he did manifest them in South India and liberated all the people there. At that time, there were many smarthas, non-devotee followers of Vedic rituals at the holy place of Navadip, which was also the birthplace of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Followers of the Smriti Shastra are called Smarthas. Most of them are non-devotees and their main business is following the Brahmanical principles strictly. However, they are not enlightened in devotional service. In Navadvip, all the learned scholars are followers of Smriti Shastra and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not attempt to convert them. Therefore, the author has remarked that the spiritual potency Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not manifest at Navadvip was by his grace manifested in South India. Thus, everyone there became a Vaishnava. By this, it is to be understood that people are really interested in preaching in a favorable situation. If the candidates for conversion are too disturbing, a preacher may not attempt to spread Krishna consciousness amongst them. It is better to go where the situation is more favorable. This Krishna conscious movement was first attempted in India, but the people of India, being absorbed in political thoughts, did not take to it. They were entrenched by the political leaders. We preferred therefore to come to the West following the order of our spiritual master, and by the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this movement is becoming successful. So it's an interesting purport by Prabhupada. even for book distributors also, I had heard and I had learned from them that we should first try to distribute books in a very favorable environment, or at least where people are very much appreciative, and we are also able to sell many books. So because the problem is, you know, we have limited time and we cannot expand ourselves in multiple places. We have to be at one place. So we have limited time in this world, and that's why it is a part of our service to discriminate and to also use our intelligence to decide where we want to serve, and to analyze, you know, whether this place is favorable or not. So Prabhupada also is writing the same thing here, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, following the footsteps of Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu did not show this mercy in Navadvip Dham, but he manifested this mercy in South India, because I think there were more favorable people in South India. So that time Navadvip was a kind of occupied by a lot of Mayavadi people, and that's why Mahaprabhu thought that he should not bestow mercy there. So so similarly, as a preacher, we have to also choose our time, and we have to invest accordingly. And so, you know, there are many things which are connected to the preaching, not just about going to a particular place and preaching there just because people are favorable, but then you want to cultivate them and you want to make sure they stay connected to the movement forever. So, and for that, doing that, you have to invest more time in the long run. And for investing more time, obviously, again, we have to discriminate that who are truly, really, genuinely following the path, or they have accepted the path, how much faith they have for the Guru, how much faith, how much submissive they are, how much humble they are, what kind of attitude they have. All these factors are also taken into consideration, because we cannot invest time in a lot of devotees because we have less time. And so we try to invest more time in those devotees who are actually properly following and they have the right attitude. So we invest time in those kind of devotees, and that's how we could try to cultivate them. So Prabhupada said many times that better to have one moon rather than having thousands of stars. Yeah, so now Prabhupada did say like this, but at the same time he also was quite, like if you see the beginning days of Prabhupada, the way he started preaching till the time of 19, you know, maybe after 70s, maybe after 73, 74, then Prabhupada kind of, he was emphasizing on the quality. But initially he was trying to spread Krishna consciousness in a massive way, because I think that was the need of the hour. And that's how Prabhupada was also able to accomplish many, many tasks at one hand, because unless he would have made devotees, he would have created devotees, there was no question of spreading Krishna consciousness or accomplishing his projects in India or outside India. it was not possible because he was alone. So he wanted help. And that's why he had to create devotees. But then later when the movement expanded, then Prabhupada kind of, you know, he was a bit relaxed about it. And then he said that, okay, now it is time to churn, it is time to boil the milk thoroughly rather than to add water in the milk and try to increase the quantity of the milk. So this way we can understand that, you know, finally we have to see, you start preaching alone, you cultivate, you make some new devotees, and then you try to train them, you try to guide them so that they can advance. But the most important thing is that these devotees, they should continue the legacy and they should teach others. Then only the parampara can actually expand and grow. If they do not do it, then the parampara will be broken. It will stop there. So it cannot increase further. And that's why it is very important that the devotees who are getting trained, in the future, it's their responsibility that they also pass on the message to others. And they have to also take the responsibility and they have to also use their intelligence and discrimination. And they will get their experience with time. But it's a very important factor for preachers, how to effectively and wisely utilize their time. So, yeah, so any comments or questions on this? So we may try to distribute books in a region where people are not favorable, and we may even try attempt to distribute for hours and hours. Like, you know, maybe we spend 8 to 9 hours in a day and only 5 or 10 books go away. But then if we change that area or region, you go to some other region, and who knows, in that much period, you can distribute 100 books. So definitely, that's more favorable, that's more effective. Okay, so we have to use our intelligence. Okay, any question on this? Yeah, and here also, you know, Prabhupada is making one important point that he attempted this in India. See, now Prabhupada did realize very immediately when he was also part of the Gandhi movement and he was also a follower of Gandhi. And later on, when he met his guru, immediately he actually realized the importance of preaching the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he accepted and he started doing that. But one thing is there, that Prabhupada accepted, he realized it. But it's not that everyone realized that in India. So obviously Prabhupada was, you know, he's a pure devotee, so he could realize that. But other Indian people, they were not able to digest that time. So he had a hard time in India preaching. Okay, because of that particular political type of situation. So Prabhupada is kind of relating his struggle in India, and he's saying that India was not favorable that time. And that's why, you know, he went to the West, because West was, they were already, you know, kind of hippies, but they were quite open about accepting some form of higher knowledge or taste. So they were more favorable there, in spite of them not following the railroad principles. But at least they were able to accept something new from India. So they accepted that. But here in India, we see that political situation is such that people will not listen to you, right? Okay. So I am happy that tomorrow, I think all devotees must be happy also that tomorrow Rath Yatra is there and it is ultimately allowed by the Supreme Court. And because there was a bit of disappointing reaction from the Pandas, from Jagannath Puri and from the devotees also, because we heard that if Jagannath would not conduct his Rath Yatra, then it will not happen for the next 12 years. So I think based on that consideration, Supreme Court must have allowed it to happen. Although it is restricted, but still it is good that it is happening. Okay, so we can end now, and I wanted to ask all the devotees, if, you know, should we have kirtan also in our future classes, 10-15 minutes of kirtan also.
In the starting?
Yeah, of course. I mean, if you want to continue after the class, then it's okay. We can do it after 12 o'clock also.
No.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I think it, yeah, it will be in the beginning. But the only problem, see, in the beginning is that some devotees are attending on time, but some are late. So that, for at least for the CC class, we have only 4 of us. So we have to be present on time for the CC class. And for the Prabhupada Leela class, we can, anyway, you know, I think devotees can join according to their convenience. Because if you want to do the kirtan for 15 minutes, then at least some participation has to be there. I mean, this is something that I really started to miss a lot, because we are not able to do kirtan. So online, definitely katha is going on, but kirtan is missing. And that day, I think that
we can just do maybe
the spark. The spark came from Giriraj Maharaj, you know, by his class, because he did kirtan, and Rajiv Prabhu also, you know, he shared that it was so nice that Maharaj did.
Yeah.
So I also felt that, okay, yeah, we are missing that actually in our group. But yeah, at least for the CC class, I think we have to be present on time. Whatever, 9 o'clock, 9:15, we must start, and 15 minutes we can have, and then yeah, that's okay. And Leela class, Prabhupada Leela class, I think if there are 6-7 devotees, then that, you know, then we can start at the given time. And yeah, and not just about, you know, kirtan for our own selves, but actually especially in the context of praying for His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj also. Like I thought, actually we have missed our today's session and yesterday's session. We couldn't do kirtan. Because now after a week, we don't know, hopefully Maharaj will be recovering faster, but still we can definitely do it.
Yes, Prabhu.
Okay.
Yeah, Prabhu.
Yeah, so we can do that on Zoom, you know, because Zoom will be, I think, and everyone can put their videos on, so I think it will have some good effect also.
Yes, Prabhu.
Okay, all right. So, thank you, the devotees, for joining. Hare Krishna, Dhanu Pranam.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Dhanu Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.